to see you.
大家好啊，能够今天大家在这里，其实多么的高兴哈。
The Bible revealed to us the heavenly and spiritual issue.
圣经启示我们许多有关于属天的以及属灵的事情。
And through the history, through the real person, the real event, and real location, and real time.
就是这个借着真人、真事、真时、真地。
So we can see and understand.
然后让我们可以知道并且了解。
Then we start to see those invisible issues.
然后有我们能够看得到的东西，我们就能够了解那些看不到的。
Do you believe heaven or hell?
您相信天堂和地狱吗？
If you believe there's a heaven and there's a hell, could you raise your hand?
相信的话举手，有天堂有地狱的。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢。
Is any one of you ever visit heaven and come back or hell? Could you raise your hand?
有没有人去过天堂去丢个这个有一招又回来的有没有？还没有哈。
But how can you believe?
Okay.
Oh, someone raised their hand. Huh? How can you believe? Because there is a Bible.
那既然您没有去天堂或地狱，那么走那么一遭，那您又怎么能够相信呢？那就是因为有这本圣经。
Through the Bible, will reveal something happened on this earth.
然后从圣经能够借着在世上发生的事情。
And God through this event to reveal to us something that above that is heavenly and spiritually.
然后从地上的事情，我们就可以了解，能够或者是能够知道一些属天的事情。
I would like to ask you a question. Who is the one in the Bible talk about hell the most? If you know, could you raise your hand?
问一个问题，在圣经里面提到地狱最多次数的那个人是谁？知道的话请举手。
Jesus, yes, that's the answer. Jesus.
耶稣提最多次的有关于地狱的事情。
So we need to see some verses from the Bible talking about the hell.
所以我们必须要在这个看一下圣经里提到有关这个地狱的事情。
And the Bible mentioned about the judgment to begin with the family of God.
所以圣经提到说审判是由神的家开始的。
And right after the judgment, then the consequences either heaven or hell.
然后审判以后，或者是到天堂，或者是下地狱。
And we need to see what about the judgment to determine heaven or hell.
所以我们必须要了解一下是什么的因素来决定你是上天还是下地狱。
And through the First Samuel chapter 4.
然后在撒母耳上第一到第四章。
I would like to give a little bit brief introduction about the history happened before today's verses.
那我想跟大家有一个很简单的这个回顾一下。
At that time, the chief priest Eli, he got two sons, and they also work or serve as priest.
所以那个时候呢，这个大祭司是以利，他有两个儿子，他们同样也在这个也是在服事。
However, his two sons' behavior was so corrupted.
但是他两个儿子这个行为是如此的败坏。
And God did reveal to Eli in the past.
那神也的确有提醒以利。
And warn him about his two sons.
甚至警告说你的两儿子的这个拜德拜性的事情。
And Eli didn't take any action really seriously.
那以利呢就是打个马虎眼，就是没有很严重视这件事。
And then God no longer spoke to Eli.
然后这个事情以后呢，神就不再对以利说话了。
And what happened is there was a young boy who was sent to the temple by his mother.
然后在当下呢，有一个小男孩是他的妈妈把他送到这个圣殿里去学习服侍神的。
And this young boy named Samuel.
那这个小男孩的名字就是撒摩尔。
And God spoke to Samuel to tell Eli.
那神就借着经由撒摩尔来对以利说话。
And at that moment, Eli led Israel for quite a while.
在那个时候，以利已经是带领以色列已经有好一些年月了。
And last time we talk about the event is at that moment that Israel decided or determined to went out to go out to fight against a Philistine.
所以我们记得上一次我们提到的时候，就是以色列决定要出去跟非利士人作战。
And even before the battle, they did not ask God whether we shall go or not.
在这个出去打仗之前，他们并没有去求问神，说我们应不应该出去打仗。
And they were defeated.
当然是他们就是溃败。
And 4,000 people slaughtered.
然后有4,000人之多之众被杀掉。
And after that first defeat, they had a meeting.
然后在这个第一次的这个溃败之后，他们就有一个开了一个会议。
And everybody voted that let us bring the ark of God to the battlefield.
然后大家都决议说，让我们把神的这个
约柜
带到这个战场里。
None of them even asked God whether shall bring the ark of God to the battlefield.
没有一个人说我们问问要不先问问神呢、啊？我们应不应该把这个约柜带到战场
？And Eli was the chief priest.
那以利他是大祭司。
Without his permission, there's no way they can move the ark of God.
那没有他的允许的话，这个约柜也不可能被移到战场。
So they brought the ark of God to the battlefield.
所以他们就把约柜带到了战场。
And gave a huge encouragement to each one of the Israelites.
然后万人都这个大大的兴奋起来。
And even though they would suffer even more casualty.
但是在这个欢呼以后的结果是一个更大的一个战败。
They lost 30,000 people.
他们有30,000人之众被杀。
Now we are going to today's chapter. We are talking about what happened afterwards.
好，我们今天就谈到在这个战败以后的事情。
Now I try to shed you a light that we are going to talk about hell.
我刚刚也跟各位预告了，我们今天谈的是一个地狱的问题。
As a pastor, this topic is not a welcome one.
Yeah. 身为牧师，我知道这个题目是不是很受欢迎的。
But because I follow the scripture,
但是因为我讲到这里了。
Doesn't matter this is a welcome topic or not, I have to bring to you.
不管这个题目受不受欢迎，我还是必须要忠实的把这个信息传给各位。
And hopefully through these scriptures, you will see that invisible hell.
希望从今天的经文里面您能够体会到这个看不见的地狱。
And the scripture started here. It says, "The ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons died."
好，这里开始的是第四章，是吧 ？OK， 神的约柜被掳去了，以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈也都被杀了。
So Eli's two sons went to the battlefield with the ark of God, because they are priests, so they are kind of escort the ark to the front line.
因为这两个儿子他们是祭司，所以他们就随着约柜到了战场。
And they thought, if the ark of God came to the battlefield, then God is with us, so we were going to have a victory.
他们认为，既然约柜在战场与我们同在，我们就一定会打胜仗。
But now we saw this.We turn out a huge defeat.
结果是一个很大的一个战败。
Not only that, the ark of God was captured by the enemy.
不但是战败了，这个约柜也被敌人给掳走了。
Those two priests, Eli's son, they died.
这以利的两个儿子两个祭司也身亡。
Because God did warn Eli, your two sons will die at the same day because of their behavior.
神也曾经警过告过以利说你的两个儿子必同日死。
What God has said, the thing will be.
所神所讲的话是一定要实现的。
And after two sons died,There was a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went back to Shiloh where Eli served. And that Benjamite, his clothes were torn and his head covered with dust.
当日有一个便雅悯从镇上逃跑，衣服撕裂，头蒙灰尘，来到示罗。
It's kind of messy and miserable.
这当然是一个很凄惨的一个场面了。
And then he came back.At that moment, Eli was sitting on his chair and watching because his heart feared for the ark of God.
所以那个当下这个以利正好是坐在道旁坐在自己的位置上因为他一直在担心这件事情。
And when that man came into the town, the whole town set up a cry.
所以当那人进城报信合城的人就呼喊起来。
Because...There is someone came from the front line. Everybody listening.
Yeah, 因为有人从前面的那个战场回来，大家都非常的关心。
Because maybe their loved one was in the front line.
因为他们心爱的人就在前面的战场。
Their priests were in the front line.
然后他们的祭司也是在前线。
The ark of God was on the front line.
然后神的约柜也是在前线。
And Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What's going on?"
So Eli 听到大家的呼喊声，就问是怎么回事。
And that man came to Eli.
然后这个报信人就来到以利面前。
And the Bible said, at that time Eli was 98 years old, and he could not see.
所以圣经说以利当时已经是98岁了，所以眼睛发直，不能看见。
So he, when he sat there and watching, it's very amazing. He couldn't see, but he's still watching.
So you can 想象一个九十几岁的老先生眼睛都看不到了，他还在那边观望，还坐在那边道路旁边。
And he truly worried about the ark of God.
所以我们知道他心里是多么的担心这个约柜这件事。
And that man came to Eli and said, "I came from the front line, and I fled from it."
人说我是从镇上来的，然后从那里逃回来的。
Eli was kind of desperate, want to know what's going on.
那以利就很担心的就说怎么回事。
And that Benjamin answered that Israel fled before the Philistines.
然后这个人就说我们以色列人在非利士面前逃跑。
And the army has suffered heavy losses.
然后这个伤亡惨重。
And your two sons died.
而且你的两个儿子也阵亡了。
And the ark of God has been captured.
然后约柜也被敌人都掳走了。
Bad news after bad news.
坏消息，坏消息，坏消息。
And when this young man reported to Eli, when he mentioned about the ark of God, Eli fell back off his chair.
当这个人在做这个很坏的消息汇报的时候，以利就坐在椅子上，就是往后倒。
His neck was broken and he died instantly.
就后倒的时候，脖子就折断了，就因此而死了。
Because he was old and heavy.
因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。
The chief priest died.
我们知道大祭司就这样走了。
He served Israel for 40 years.
然后到侍奉神有40年。
What question you may bring it up?
各位你心里有一些什么问题吗?
If I bring this even closer here,
如果把这个说出来,
if I serve this church for 10 years,
如果我在这个教会服侍了十年,
and one day when I preach,
有一天当我在讲道的时候
Maybe some news came in
突然有一个信息过来了
And I fell off
然后我就往后倒
And my neck broken over there No, I'm talking about Try to imagine
Okay, 我的脖子就断了
Even though I'm not heavy
你可以想象吗 其实我身体不是很重，我年纪也没有98岁，对不对？
And then you may sit there and say, what's going on about this pastor?
然后你就会，怎么回事？这个牧师是怎么回事？
Which God he served?
他到底服侍的是哪一个神呢？
Would that bring up a lot of questions to you?
会不会有很多很多的疑问呢？
And more than that, let's go to verse 19.
我们再继续看第九十九节。
Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of his son, was pregnant and near the time of delivery.
以利的儿妇非尼哈的妻子怀孕将到产期。
And she heard the news about the ark of God, and also her father-in-law and her husband, and actually also her brother-in-law.
所以她听到关于她公公，有关她丈夫，甚至有关她这个brother-in-law. I'm stuck.
She went into labor and gave birth.
然后她就突然就开始疼痛要生产。
But was overcome by her labor pains.
这就是开始要生产了，生产的疼痛。
Because Brother Jim was missing there.
因为我们的张医生不在那边，不在当场，所以没有办法给他。
Otherwise, he will help her.
否则的话，他一定会伸出援手。
And verse 20 said, as she was dying, the women attending her said, don't despair.
Okay. 这就说这个当她要死的时候，然后旁边站着妇人对她说不要怕。
You have given birth to a son.
你生了一个男孩子。
Even though people in this family died.
然后她却没有任何的反应。
But you have a son.
也不好像也不放在心上。人家跟说，你生了个儿子。
You still got hope.
你还是有希望的。
Even sad news come, but there's a good news for you and from you.
Yeah, 你看，即使这个坏消息一阵一阵的传来，但是你生了个儿子是好事。
But she did not respond or pay any attention.
然后这个媳妇儿她的反应就是一点都没有反应，根本不把这个生了儿子是放在心上。
Not physically pain.
并不是完全因为身体的疼痛。
But also mentally pain.
而是因为她心里的疼痛。
And also spiritual pain.
灵里的疼痛。
And she's about to die.
因为她快要死了。
Could you imagine this happen to this family?
你们可以想象这个家所发生的这一切的事情吗？
And before she died, she gave the boy name Ichabod.
在他死之前，他给这个儿子孩子取名叫做以加伯。
Israel always gives some meaning for the name itself.
那我们知道，他们的名字都是有意义的。
Ichabod means the glory has departed from Israel.
以加伯的名字的意思就是神的荣耀已经离开我们了。
So in the future, whenever his name was called, people will remember, when he was born, the glory of God departed from us.
所以这个孩子长大的时候，人家一看到这个孩子，一喊他的名字，就想到，他生的那个时候，神的荣耀离开了以色列。
This is a family of God.
这是一个属神的家庭。
They serve, and Eli served 40 years.
以利侍奉神有四十年之久。
And through God's judgment, this is the consequences.
因为神的审判，他们是得到这样的一个结果。
God wants to show us, after the judgment, hell is the consequences.
所以神要告诉我们说，经过了审判之后，地狱就是一个结果。
Of course, after judgment, heaven can be one of the other option.
当然了，这个审判之后也很可能的结果就是天堂。
But today, try to reveal us what really hell means.
但是我今天跟我分享就是，地狱是真的是怎么一回事。
So we may see this sadness, this miserable event come upon to this family.
所以由这个家庭所发生的一切悲剧里中。
Then we start to ask why.
然后我们开始问为什么。
See, maybe through our observation, Eli's family is a good family.
如果以常人来而言，这个以利的家是一个很好的家庭啊。
He served 40 years, must be very faithful.
要他侍奉神有四十年之久。
And just because he didn't pay attention to take care of his two sons, now he end up to this situation.
Yeah, 难道就是因为他没有听神的警告有关他两个儿子的坏行为，就是这样一个结果吗？
Now we need to look closer. Eli, what he really served.
我们再静观看这以利他到底是侍奉了什么。
When he heard the ark of God was has been captured, he fell.
所以当他听到约柜被掳走的时候，他就向后倒。
But he did hear God spoken to him, but it doesn't matter to him.
但是他的确听到有神曾经跟他说亲自说话，对他来说好像还没有这个世界的严重性。
Either directly spoke to him or.Indirectly through Samuel, spoke to him.
Yeah, 神直接跟他说话，并且是透过撒母耳间接跟他说话。
So, what really mattered to him?
所以到底什么事情对他来说是比较重要呢？
The ark or God?
是约柜呢，还是神呢？
I need to tell those people who serve God.
所以我想跟各位侍奉的弟兄姐妹们说句话。
You serve the ark, or you serve God.
你是侍奉这个约柜呢，还是你侍奉这位神呢？
You serve temple, or you serve God.
你是侍奉这个圣殿呢，还是你是侍奉神呢？
You serve church, or you serve God.
你是侍奉教会呢，你还是侍奉神呢？
From outside, people say, "Oh, you are faithful. Wow, good."
很多人从表面看说，哦，你真的是很这个很信实，你侍奉神真的很忠心。
And God see through you.
但是神看透你的心。
Which is your real God?
什么是你真的神？
Is the ministry is your God?
你的侍奉是你的神呢？
Or is God He Himself?
还是神他自己是你的神？
Why He so much care about the ark?
为什么以利对这个约柜这么的关注呢？
Maybe the loss of ark means.His job security.
也许约柜的被掳去，表示他的工作职位就不再有了。
So once Ark was captured, he got response. He got intensive response.
所以当约柜一被掳走，他的反应是非常的激烈。
Oh my career!
啊，我的终身的侍奉，我的职位。
My position.
我的地位，我的身份。
My glory.
我的荣耀。
My business.
我的事业。
But God spoke to him directly. Seems it doesn't matter.
但是神曾经直接跟他说话， 他的反应好像也不怎么样。
So what he more concerned is whether the ark is there.
所以他最关注是约柜在不在。
He did not pay any attention about whether God is with him or not.
他并不关心说神是与谁同在。
Why the punishment so severe to him?
为什么神的处罚是如此的严重？
Because he is a leader.
因为第一，他是领导。
And because of his leadership, God no longer talks to you, and you still pretend you can serve God.
当神已经不再对你说话了，你居然还表面上装的你还在侍奉神。
So even they brought the ark to the front line.God is no longer with them.
所以虽然即使把约柜带到前线一点用都没有，因为神已经不与他们同在。
They thought the ark can bind the God with them.
他们认为约柜可以把神与他们紧紧地绑在一起。
Sometimes we thought the ministry can tie up our God with us.
有时候我们认为我们在教会的侍奉可以把我们与神紧紧地绑在一起。
They heard nothing from God, but they dared to do whatever they thought they are good to decide which way to go.
他们没有听到神的指令，但是却认为我可以决定怎么样的事情是对的。
That's why the punishment is so severe.
这就是为什么审判是如此的严厉。
And because of his fatherhood, his two sons suffer.
就是因为他这个没有把这个父亲的职位做好，所以他两个儿子也受难。
So pay attention if you in the position of a leader.
所以各位，如果您是在一个领导的地位，请注意。
Doesn't matter either in your house or in your workplace.
并不表示说你的家或者你的事业。
Or even in the church.
甚至在教会里。
If you don't hear what God has said to you, be careful.
如果你没有听到神给你的指示，请小心。
And because without God's guidance, of course, whatever he had led, lead his two sons will go astray.
就是他因为没有听到神的指引，所以他两儿子就步入歧途。
Those two sons suffer because the father leadership is not coming directly from God.
所以这两个儿子的死跟他的父亲没有直接得到神的听到神的话是有关系的。
And how about Eli's daughter-in-law?
那我们看到以利的这个儿媳妇呢？
She seems very innocent.
我们觉得这个女人是很无辜的。
But she was raised in this family.
她是在这个家庭里面生长，在这个家庭里。
Maybe the very beginning when she got into this house, she tried her best to learn all kinds of ritual.
So, 也许当她嫁入这个祭司家的时候，她会很小心的去学一些礼仪
，all the regulation，
一些规章
，how to dress，
怎么穿着打扮
，how to eat，
吃东西的礼仪
，even how to smile，
甚至连怎么笑。
But never really hear the voice from God.
但是从来没有听到神的声音。
And let's think about Eli's grandson.
我们再来想想这个他的孙子，这个小 baby.
Such an innocent baby.
实在是太无辜了。
Still suffer.
但是他还要受苦。
Because this family leader got problem with God.
因为这个家庭的这个头有问题
，still affect this little child，
所以公公爷爷甚至会影响到孙子。
But he still got hope，
但是他还有希望。
He may hear God's voice again，
他很可能会再次听到神的声音。
And let's even expand to the whole Israel，
然后我们把这个扩大到整个的以色列人。
Because the leadership got problem。The whole Israel suffer.
因为这个在高位的领导的人有出了问题，整个的以色列族就有了问题。
If we try to apply this to today,
我们把这个放在今天来。
Eli can be a spiritual leader.
以利很可能是一个属灵的领袖。
If does not follow God's instruction.
如果这个属灵领袖没有遵从神的指示
，didn't receive any message from God and to lead，
然后没有得到神给他的信息来领导
，and the follower just like those two sons will suffer severely。
然后跟随他的人就好像这两个儿子一样会受罪的。
And then the people around the family, the daughter-in-law，
然后在这个家庭的周边的人。比如说这个儿媳妇
The daughter-in-law maybe hear something, but that is not from God, not from above, but from flesh.
然后这个儿媳妇很可能听到一些教训，但是这个教训不是从神那里来的，只是属肉体的东西。
So she got so close to God, but is so far away from God.
所以她似乎离神很近，但又离神非常的遥远。
And also, let's look into the grandchild.
我们再看一下这个孙子。
This grandchild pretty much like not the people around us. It's farther from us, but still we can get contact with them.
所以这个孙子就好像离我们很周围很比较遥远的人，但是我们还是有跟他们有接触的。
Those did not hear the gospel.
这些人一点福音都没有听到。
They suffer from whatever their leadership.
然后他们就是因为这个在上领导的人的错误。
Their ancestor.
他们的祖先也好。
They have no chance to hear God's voice.
他们就没有丝毫没有听到福音的这个机会。
They need to rely on someone hear God's voice and bring that message to them.
他们必须要靠外人听到福音以后，再把那个福音传给他们。
So again, over here, God's voice is the gospel.
我们再一次重复，神的声音就是神的福音。
If you are the first one ever heard gospel in your family, then you automatically become the spiritual leader of your family.
如果你是你家里第一个听到福音的人，你就马上成为你家里的属灵的领袖。
You need to listen very carefully about the gospel.
你必须要非常仔细聆听神的话语是怎么回事。
Those Eli two sons is the one that verse the most closest to you in your family.
然后以利的这个儿子就是你家里靠近你最亲密的人。
If you don't pass on the right, pure gospel, they will be lost.
如果你不把一个纯净的福音的真理传给他们，他们就永远的失丧。
And how about Eli's daughter-in-law?
我们再提一下这个儿媳妇。
Maybe someone had connection with your family.
也许是有些你的亲朋好友跟你有关系的，有关联的。
You are the channel to let them hear God's voice.
你就是这个管道，让他们听到神话语的这个管道。
And about Eli's grandson is the one never got the chance to hear God's voice.
讲到以利的孙子，就是从来没有机会听到福音的。
You are the one to bring the message to them.
你是这个把这个神的信息传给他们这些所有人的管道。
It's not about me.
不是什么关于什么我。
It's not everything is just for me.
不是所有一切事情都是我。
Because Eli so much focused on his own affair.
因为以利的最大的错处就是太关注于他自己家庭的事情。
He did not listen to God.
而他没有听到神的话语。
And this is the picture of hell.
这就是所谓一个地狱之徒。
You surely got that responsibility as Eli.
所以你就问问以利的话，你就知道了。
You come here faithfully to listen to God's voice.
我们来这里非常忠心的听神的话语。
Look around, Eli two sons maybe around you.
我们向周围看看，以利的两个儿子很可能就在你的旁边。
Eli's daughter-in-law maybe around you.
以利的这个儿媳妇也很可能就在你的周围。
Look even farther.Eli's grandson maybe around you.
Yeah, 再向远一点观望，以利的这个孙子很可能就在那边。
Bring the right message to them.
把神正确的信息带给他们。
So they will not be lost.
所以他们不会因此而失丧。
And they will not suffer such a traumatic problem.
他们也不会因此而遭受这么大的痛苦跟失丧。
Let us pray.Father, you are merciful.
主啊，你是一个恩慈有恩慈的主。
Through your own people, Eli's family, you want to tell us something we need to know.
经由你自己的民族以利这个故事，让我们知道一些真理。
This whole family paid the price to allow us to understand something very important.
由这个家庭的悲剧，让我们知道一个非常重要的真理。
They suffer so much. Lord, help us to open our eye.
主啊，他们真是受了遭到这么大的难。主啊，求你让我们能够张开我们的眼睛。
We may not really visually see the hell.
我们也许不能够用我们的视力看到地狱。
But through this, open our eyes.
但是由这个以利的事情，让我们能够打开我们的眼睛。
And give us the alert.
让我们能够警醒。
This is a serious business.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Listen to you carefully.
让我们能够非常专注地听你的话语。
Extend this message to the people we love.
然后把你的真道能够传到我们周围我们心爱的人。
The people nearby us.
我们周围靠近我们的人。
Or even further, we may reach them.
甚至在我们很远方的，但是我们也有所接触的人。
Bring your message to them.
把你的信息带给他们。
So they will receive the blessing that you bestow for them.
让他们也能够得到你的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.